hyperrealism versus superrealism. You must use photo reference, at least at first, or you will get stuck. Our brains use extra processing for faces. You can't just copy a face on a canvas because you are not seeing the person correctly. Similar thing happens with the moon when it grows large. The moon never comes closer to Earth. It is always the same size. Our brain is doing extra processing, or not processing things at the horizon correctly, if you like. Moreover, the difference between looking into distance and looking afraid can be as little as showing a thin white line beneath the iris. You won't be able to see that, not very easily. You will miss it. You won't know what went wrong. You do not want to find all the differences in two images during your painting session. You may not even be able to find that it is that bit of white beneath the iris that's changing the entire expression, or that the lower eyelid must be rosier and the area beneath the eye needs more blue. Or you are going to hit the uncanny valley hard. You do not want the brain to say, "This human is not real." Or worse. Yikes. There are people out there who draw freehand. Some dare to paint live subjects, yes. And sometimes this is a kind of a trick, not always, but maybe most times. Because they rely on the fact that nobody will tell the artist, "This does not look like me." So it's like being hypnotized in front of an audience during a live show. You don't want to cause trouble, you just want to go through the motions and get back to your seat without embarrassment. See, nobody is ever hypnotized. Everybody ends up pretending. If hypnosis was actually real, all the cops in the world would be trying to hypnotize their perps to get them to talk.
"Sir, I need you to put your hands behind your back and look deeply into my purdy eyes."
The artists who draw fantasy art, just letting faces come together as they practice their skills with plenty of references in hand, are not painting real people all that often. This does not make their art less, it just underlines the problem on hand. Stylizing a real person and making it work right is a huge challenge. Some do it, and holy moly, it is extraordinary when it works. Today, those people are the little-known leaders of modern art. The world today may not know who they are, but history will remember and celebrate them for their excellence. So you can't just look at a breathtaking stylized painting and feel discouraged that it would take you 4 days to do it. The artist might have been training on a pretty image for days, but it is unlikely that you could pick the person in the painting from a lineup of similar-looking people. Realism done right is the kind of art that once seen by the person in the painting, it induces the urge to put the palms of their hands on their temples and hold their head like that while smiling in deep fascination for a good long while. Afterward. and this is my private opinion, but I suspect that there is a naming problem, a subtle distinction that has been missed. Let's say, just to get this started, that photorealism is closely connected to painting photographs. Hyperrealism is a bit more artistic, more hyper. But there is more. And I call it superrealism. Unfortunately, the world may be calling it semi-realism, and that is just ridiculous. Superrealism is not just artistic, but it beautifies and enhances the human features. Semi-realism will just enlarge the eyes and perhaps make them fantasy-based. But superrealism will enhance human features without unnecessary distortion.